This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli secures two-third majority trust votes from House of Representatives. 188 votes cast in favour of Prime Minister's vote of confidence motion. Prime Minister Oli pledges to investigate corruption scams and irregularities bringing offenders to justice. As many as 420 Nepali students impacted by protest and subsequent violence in Bangladesh return home. And US President Joe Biden withdraws from the presidential race. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli secured more than two-third majority in trust votes from the House of Representatives yesterday. Prime Minister Oli received 188 votes in the 275-member lower house of the Federal Parliament. A total of 263 members participated in the vote of confidence motion. 74 members voted against the Prime Minister's vote of confidence motion, while one stayed neutral. The CPNUML, the Nepali Congress, the Janamat Party, the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, and the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, and some independent lawmakers, voted in favour of Prime Minister Oli. Earlier yesterday, addressing the House session, the Prime Minister pledged to investigate the corruption scams and irregularities reported at any period, prosecuting those responsible for them. The Prime Minister also expressed commitments to taking appropriate decisions regarding the misappropriation of cooperative funds, ensuring that those responsible for the fraud would be brought to justice. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli said the formation of the government aimed to dispel disappointment prevailing among the citizens. The Prime Minister pledged to increase the state's capacity for expenditures and delivering people's expectations while ending anomalies in the development sector and promoting financial discipline. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbhadradewa said the two major political parties, the Nepali Congress and the CPNUML, aspired for a stable and strong government. Backing a proposal put forth by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in House of Representatives meeting for seeking a vote of confidence, Dewa said the formation of the present government aimed to promote stability, achieve rapid economic development, create jobs, and accelerate the physical infrastructure development. According to the Nepali Congress President, the constitution amendment was a usual procedure in democracy and the consensus of all parties would be sought for such amendments. As many as 420 Nepali students impacted by the student protest in Bangladesh returned home yesterday. Out of these, 115 flew back while the remaining 305 travelled via road through the Kakarpitta checkpoint, as stated by the Director General of the Department of Immigration, Koshhari Nirola. The protests in Dhaka city have been ongoing since early July, sparked by a dispute over the quota system in Bangladesh. The initial group of 57 students arrived at Thrivan International Airport in Kathmandu at 11:30 a.m. yesterday and received a welcome from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The ministry has been assisting those who wish to leave Bangladesh due to the escalating tensions. It has instructed the Nepali embassy in Dhaka to help Nepalese who choose to return and to ensure the safety of those who decide to stay. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Dr. Arjurana Dewa, has directed the Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka to establish a help desk to provide necessary assistance to Nepalese facing difficulties in Bangladesh. Furthermore, Minister Dewa has called for improved coordination between the ministry and the Nepali Embassy in Dhaka. The Supreme Court has forwarded the writ petition against the appointment of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to the Constitutional Bench. The single bench of Justice Balkrishna Thakal yesterday forwarded the writ petition to the Constitutional Bench, stating it needed a serious constitutional interpretation. Advocates Sailendra Kumar Gupta, Deepak Adhikari and Khagendra Prasad Chapagai filed the writ petition on the 15th of July against the appointment procedure, calling it unconstitutional. The chief ministers of the Lumbini and Bagmati province resigned from their post yesterday. Addressing the Lumbini province assembly yesterday, Chief Minister Jok Bahadur Mahara resigned from his post. The Lumbini province government fell into minority after the CPN-UML withdrew its support to the provincial government after change in the ruling power equation in the federal government. CPN-UML Chief Whip Tulasi Prasad Chowdhury said CPN-UML and Nepali Congress had begun the process of forming the government following the resignation of Chief Minister Mahara. He said preparations were ongoing to propose the claim under the leadership of CPN-UML Parliamentary Party leader Leela Giri. Meanwhile, Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Salikram Jamakatil also resigned from his post yesterday. He announced his resignation in a meeting of the Bagmati Province Assembly yesterday. With the resignation of the Chief Minister Jamakatil, the name of the Parliamentary Party leader from the Nepali Congress, Bahadur Singh Lama, has been confirmed for the position. The Parliamentary Party meeting held in Hetauda yesterday decided to make Lama the candidate for the Chief Minister. Likewise, Bagmati Province head Yadav Chandra Sharma has called on provincial members and political parties to stake claim for the designation of the Chief Minister. Province head Sharma announced to stake claim for individual for the Chief Minister by 5 PM tomorrow. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to more news. The U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dean Thompson, yesterday paid a courtesy visit to the Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithivi Subbagurung. According to the Minister's Secretariat, the discussion focused on IT development, cybersecurity, technology utilization in disaster response and overall prosperity. The meeting also touched upon mutual interest as stated by the Minister's Secretariat. Minister Gurung expressed Nepal's willingness to cooperate in search and rescue operations during climbing expeditions, managing natural disasters and leveraging IT for economic growth. Ambassador Thompson conveyed his best wishes to Minister Gurung and reiterated the US government's readiness to support Nepal in developing and expanding its IT sector. Now on to an international update. US President Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race, saying it was in the best interest of his party and the country, but will stay on for the final 6 months of his term. He endorsed Kamala Harris, his vice president, to be the new Democratic nominee. Harris said she intended to earn and win the nomination and do everything in her power to unite the nation to defeat Donald Trump. A slew of senior Democrats, including those who were tipped as potential replacements, have also thrown their support behind Harris. 81-year-old Biden faced increasing calls to step aside since a faltering debate performance against Trump last month. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpashchim Province and at a few places of the Madhes Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Sudarpashchim Province and chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli secures 2/3 majority trust votes from House of Representatives. 188 votes cast in favour of Prime Minister's vote of confidence motion. Prime Minister Oli pledges to investigate corruption scams and irregularities bringing offenders to justice. As many as 420 Nepali students impacted by protest and subsequent violence in Bangladesh return home. And U.S. President Joe Biden withdraws from the presidential race. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.